The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Eliezer Gwartzman, Rosh Chabur in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Dayan for the Mechon Halacha Urufua of Chaim Aruchim, a division of Agudas Yisrael of America, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Sechtes Nozir, Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin and Beis brought down a Yisoid from Rafuna the Makif. A sakot and his chayiv, that if a person is makif a cotton, he's chayiv. Amalei avada baravalu refuna didoch mam negalach lohain. So then, how did you allow your children to get out of bayis? Amalei chayva. His wife did it. So he told them, takriven chayva levnei, that chayva should bury her children. The Gemara says, Nebuch, all the years of avada barava, there was no children. To Rav Huna. Gemara goes on to explain what was the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Rava. That Rav Huna held that the ikachiyav is in the makif, and therefore, if the ikachiyav is in the makif, so he's chayiv, even though the nikif is not chayiv, and therefore, if a gadol would be makif a cotton, he'd be chayiv. However, since his wife did it, and she is not Paloi Sakifu, so therefore there's no problem. Rav Ada Bar Rava held that the ikivar is, we look at the person who's getting the haircut. And therefore, if Isha would taka be maka for Ish, according to Rav Huna, he'll be potter, according to Rav Ada Bar Rava, she'll be chayv. And if Isha is maka for Ish, if a man will be makif for cotton, so then it will be faket. According to Funa, it will be chayiv, and according to Vada Varava, he'll be potter. The Gemara going on to Nunches Amar Aleph comes out that it's really a machlekes tanoim, and therefore the besoif. The Gemara comes out, maybe it's not a machlokes tanoim, but this is a machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Rava. Tosfos over here is masber that this whole machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada is again, as we mentioned, who the chiyuv is on, and Tosfos wants to say that according to Rav Huna, a lady would allowed to cut off the payas of a man, even though the man has a chiyuv midaraisa of leis akifu, since the isha who's giving him the haircut does not have a chiyuv, she would be allowed to cut off the payas of a man. But according to Rav Ada, it's totally who's getting the haircut, and therefore an isha would not be allowed to cut off his payas. But if a man would cut a cotton's payas, he would take a be potter. The Rosh and Makis in Paragimel, Simen Gimel, in the Rif, in Makis over there as well, paskins like Rav Huna, that the Iker is in the person who's cutting it. And Be'etzem comes out, according to that, that a lady would be allowed to give a haircut, side to a man, side to a cotton, and cut off whatever pay she would like. The Beis Yosef in Simen, in Yeredeya, Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sivvav, wants to go as far as to say that there would even not be an Issa. That it would be mutter for the Isha to go and to have to give a haircut to someone and to cut off the pay. However, Zoksa Beis Yosef, that's only mitzad the Isha. Mitzad the Isha will taka say that there's no Isser, and this is something she could do with the Chatchila. However, mitzad the person getting the haircut, since there's a klal of Echad HaNikif, Echad HaMakif, meaning that the Isser to cut off hair is not only mugbul to the person who's giving the haircut, but even the person who's getting the haircut as well is Aser. Therefore, it would be usher to get such a haircut. Aber mitzad the isha, sagt the Beis Yosef, there's no problem. So the isha is allowed to give the haircut. The ish who's getting the haircut is being over an iser by being a nikif, by being someone who's getting caught in such a zach. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Hey, says the Rambam writes, "Af al pi she'ishim buteres legalerach peres roisha." Even though a woman is allowed to cut off her own peres, hareze asura legalerach peas roish hazocha. A lady is not allowed to cut off the peres of another man, of a man. Afilu katan also legalerach lo. Even for her to cut off the peres of a katan, that's also something that's also. And the Ravid over there explains the Rambam that the Rambam, when he says over here that it's Aser, is only an Issa de Rabban. And that's what the Rambam means when he says Aser. And as I learned to Beis Yosef also, that when the Rambam writes that it's Aser for a woman to cut off the payas of a man, he meant that it's Aser for her as an Issa de Rabban. Avad, do we hold like a funa that the Iker Issa is Mitzad, the person who's cutting, and since she doesn't have an iser, she doesn't have a chi of payas, she doesn't have an iser to cut. However, the Rabbonon asked. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Pei Aleph, Kuf Pei Aleph, Sefei, writes that if someone is makif the cotton, it's chayiv. Why? Because he goes like Rafuna, that the ikur is mitzad the makif, and therefore, even though Ba'etzem, the cotton doesn't have a chiv, but since the person who's cutting has a chiv, he will be chayv. In Sivav, he writes that an isha is not mitzvah ba'akafa. And then he says, Yeshayimin, she'af she'ena mitzvah, and she'taka cut off her head, yachal ha'echal ha'akav rosha, that her own head, she's allowed to cut off the payas. What are these two days in Shulchan Aruch? So Pashtus, the first day is the Das HaRosh and the Rif, that they hold like Rav Huna all the way, that this Taka not even in Isser. Rav Huna's drasha is that it's Mutta even the Chatchila, and the Yeshayim is the Rambam, that even though Ba'atzem we paskin like the Rambam, Rav Huna, but Afal Pikein, that's only in the Iker Drosh Satera, Midr Abonim is an Issa. The Chachma Sadam, in Klal Pei Tes, Aisit Ches, brings, like the day of Shnir, that this Taka and Issa, for an Isha to be Makif, the Ish, even to be Makif the cotton, also it's also. And Pashtos, this is out, this Issa Dr Abonim, he's going with the Rambam, that at the end of the day, there's an Issa Dr Abonim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in his Agoyis on Shulchan Aruch, asks Akasha, how can we say, according to the Rif, that it's mutter legamri for an isha to cut off the pace of an ish? Ein achanami. She's not over alive, but he is over alive, as we mentioned before. So then the chayit should be lifna yiver. A person is not allowed to do something that causes somebody else to be over alive. And since this woman, by cutting off the payas of this man, is going to cause him to be over alive, because echar a makif, echar a nikif, so ein echanami, she's a makif, and she's potter because she's not mechuyev in payas, but he's not, and he's mechuyev. So typically, that it should be lifnei iver. Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say that we're talking about over here in a case where the man himself was taka ready to cut off the pace. He was ready to cut off his own pace. Faket, by her telling him, you know what, I will do it for you, she's really saving him an Isser. Because till now, he had two Isserim. And one is to have your pace being cut off, and one is to actually do the Maisa of cutting it off. So he was would have been the Makif and the Nikif. By her being the Makif, she is now only making it that he's over one Isser, and therefore he wants to say that that's not a problem, that that Fakeret is not a problem, and Fakeret, maybe she should do it, and that's the Shaila, is it Akaponim v'Nisad Rabbon, but that's the Isser l'fnei Iver, Fakeret, she's not doing anything, if anything she's just saving him in Isser. This Yisoid in Rabbi Akiva Eger, that it's Be'etzem and Davar Poshut, that she's over l'fnei Iver. Just the only reason over here why we say she's not over l'fnei Iver is because of the fact that l'maisa, she's doing it to somebody who would do it anyway, is Be'etzem not a Davar Poshut. Because the Chassam Sofer in Choshe Mishpat Simen Reish Beis, in Chuvas Chassam Sofer, brings down B'Shem HaRamban and the Ritva, that a Isha is not over l'fnei Iver unless she's Be'etzem Metzuvah on the Lav. Meaning, in order for an Isha, the Vada, an Isha has the Lav, the Iver L'Sitei Mechshol. But she's only over that Lav on Lavim that she herself is not allowed to do. Masha'en Ken over here, where she's do, there's a Lav that she herself is not Muzer on, for example, Peis, says the Chassam Sofer that there's no l'fnei Iver altogether. And therefore, the kasha of the Rabbi Akiva Eger doesn't start. Because Hayos over here, she's taka, not Metzuv in the Lav. And Isha, who's not Metzuv in the Lav, is not over Lifnei Iver either. And that's why the only Shaila is whether we have an Issa Derabba.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.